Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live from Las Vegas, sports talk, hot takes, and all of the bangers, Lindsey Brown and Adrian Hernandez, the Playmakers.
Just another day at the salt mines here on a Friday, the day after Cinco de Mayo. The Playmakers here for just 2 hours, then back to the weekend for us. My name is Lindsey Brown, and chuckling on the other end of the line is the late, great, well, not really late. You're on time today.
Finally, I know for once, live from San Diego. It's Adrian Hernandez.
San Diego. Hi, you got to say it like Ron Burgundy.
San Diego.
San Diego means a whale's vagina.
Playmakers plus vibes on
the
Friday.
This is live on the radio, my friend. I do not care because nobody else seems to care about the vagina, so somebody has to. So we will do it.
No, 100%. Lindsey, this is the longest since we've known each other, since I showed up at that studio like a beautiful butterfly in that late
beautiful
December
beautiful little butterfly.
Yeah, this is the longest we've gone from not having to hear our voices. How are you doing? Because I'm struggling over here. I kind of miss you, Lindsey. I really do. I miss you.
Well, I miss you as well. I can definitely hear the labor in your voice for sure, but I caught up on your stories and earlier today from the last couple days. You had every reason to be screaming. You had, the best time ever, memories made with the young one, sire, the whole fam. You got to tell me all about it.
Yeah, no, 100%. So I'm still here in California. May 4th was my celebration. No drinking for Cinco de Mayo.
Mm.
It was cool to, always seeing these videos and these posts about Comic-Con and all these conventions and never, really going to them. So I never get to see, all these crazy cosplay ideas from people and stuff in person.
Sure.
And at Disney, there was multiple people
full blown.
In Disney, you're not, if your costume is too good, they literally have to tell you to go home or to change because they don't want you to be confused because people will think that you work for Disney.
Intergenerational competition,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, so if you do something messed up, and that's what happened. Like, this dude in full Darth Maul, with the horns and the makeup.
Oh, I bet this guy was legit. If he went Darth Maul, he knows what's up.
It was nuts. And then, so I want to ask you, Lindsey, with hockey equipment, I know that there's some baseball bats, and, if you go to Dick's, if you look through the baseball gloves, there's some baseball gloves that are, $600, $700. Is it the same way with, hockey equipment specifically for goalies?
Well, goalie pricing is slightly different. If you want to get, a pair of skater gloves, they're probably, $300, I don't know, maybe less. Goalie stuff, I mean, the catcher alone is probably $500 to $600. And then the blockers maybe $400 to $500. But that was when I was buying pads, and that was a different time and a different era.
Well, and the reason I ask is because I was in line waiting to take a picture, and this dude walks behind me. He's 6'5". He's in this full Jedi outfit. He has the two lightsabers connected to each other that, stack up to be 13 feet. But then I notice he's got two lightsabers on his buckle, right, on his hips.
Yep.
He has two lightsabers attached to his chest.
Just in case.
And if anything breaks out, come on now. And they have Star Wars Land. It's called Batuu. And over there, you can pay about, I think it's $250 to get your own personal lightsaber. And you have to make it, and it's a whole show and everything. Yeah, well, this guy, He's like, no, 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 no. He looked at me and he laughed. He's like, did I buy it over there? No, young man. He went to this website where he paid like $600-700. Lindsay, he had 8 lightsabers on him. He's like, I got more in the backpack. I'm
this
like,
is what
do
he
think?
Does. This is his thing.
I'm like, Lindsay, what do
we're
you
happy for you.
What's this guy think's going to happen later on?
But what no, if one the, drops? What if one runs out of battery? What if one drops in the toilet? What if one gets thrown across? What if one's not handed off properly like the USA track team does in all the team trials?
No, maybe I was born like in not such a great environment. It kind of amazes me
okay.
when you talk about Disneyland.
That's deep.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because the amount of like, you know, there's designated areas to drop off your stroller so that you can wait in line at every ride. And some of these families, like some of these strollers are filled with not kids, just all the stuff that they've bought throughout the day.
Rich
and
people like, problems, how the
hell,
man.
I'm like, how the hell does this stuff not get stolen or
right?
like, attempt to be
the
stolen?
The fact that you're not scared of it getting stolen. Like if I'm buying all these goodies, like I'm locking these suckers up, Khalees. Like, come on. Not even the right joke. Damn it, Sierra.
Yeah.
Can't
but
fire
the,
on all the cylinders today.
They did. They had a special Star Wars fireworks show. That was awesome. I saw some Minnesota Wild hockey jerseys.
Did
I noticed
now?
That. I did. I'm like, playoffs. They're like in the crease. I'm
one
like,
to one,
vibes.
Baby, that's in the crease.
I didn't know what else
the
to
power,
say.
Like, so like the power of flower and just walk around that way. People
the
will
power
get
of flower.
The power of flower. May the power of flower be with you. There you go.
Is it the penalty box?
Or yes, that is confirmed. Penalty box. Yep.
We got to change that name. That sounds very – it sounds like a little kid going into timeout. But, no, the whole experience, like, it was very awesome. Luckily, the rides, like, it was literally – there was no wait. My son got to ride Buzz Lightyear 3 times in a row. His day was made.
Perfect.
He didn't fall asleep for anything. There was a moment where Mickey and Minnie –
too excited to sleep.
100%. Like, they were in a car, right,
same.
Leading, like, a brigade of, like, hey, if you have a lightsaber, follow me. 5,000 people followed them to the castle.
My milkshake brings all the lightsabers to the yard. There's the Khalees joke.
Everyone, anti-COVID, yes, there it is. Anti-COVID, everyone took their lightsabers, met at the middle to take, like, the most badass picture. And I'm like, this is the coolest / nerdiest environment and thing I've ever seen.
Bring
but
out
I kinda
your lightsabers!
Love it.
Unite!
No, I'm with it. I am so
I know
so
you are. A lot
it.
Of people are. It's
so
good. I'm happy that you guys have that environment and have that like community sense because there's not many like franchises that can really sustain that level of favorite. And what do you know? People are showing up with their own $800 lightsabers.
No, yeah, and it was crazy. And I guess they told me that every year at Anaheim at the convention center, they always have it. I think it's called Star Wars Celebration. And this year, it's May 27th. So the workers were like, you're lucky you guys came because usually a lot of people come for May 4th because obviously May the Force be with you. But this year, because Disney Plus, yeah, with Disney Plus, they're releasing the Obi-Wan show
that's
highly
right.
anticipated.
Ewan McGregor is about to get back in the cycle. He'll probably be hosting
yeah.
SNL in no time.
No, 100%. He's got car commercials and
you
stuff.
You're the
I was like,
chosen
I don't
one. Yeah, we're not about buying things. We're about experiences.
Oh, I met a family waiting in line who they named their son Luke. Like, I was like, this is, they
wow.
were screaming for their
really
son.
Really reached through the annals of baby bookdom there. The name yeah. we combed over for hours, days even. Adam wasn't enough. What's this guy kid's name?
Luke something. I don't remember their last name, but it was funny.
Let me guess what
we
his middle name is.
Line.
Sky or Walker. That's what it
that'd
is.
It'd be kind of lit. Although Ray sounds like a decent name for a baby girl that I may be considering.
Ray or Rue. Pick a side.
But overall, like, nah, it was an experience. I don't know if I'm going to pay $180 to do it again.
But you've
but
done it now, and so at
I've
least you said
once.
That you have done it, and you created probably just like the best weekend ever with your kid, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and Lindsay, does waiting in line for 2 hours to take a picture with Darth Vader, does
no.
that seem like a finesse? That doesn't seem like a good idea,
I would go buy my own Darth Vader mask and say, yep, it's two hours.
But that's what I'm – so one of the big things
I
about
– do it.
When Disney does these after parties for stuff, because they do one for Christmas, they do one for Halloween, is that – some of these characters they don't usually have at the theme park, so this is like your this
oh
was
my
your
god, they brought them out of the vault just like the Sword and the Stone limited edition. You can only buy this for the next 3 months until next year when we bring it back.
Didn't they used to do that with their VHS
all the time?
The
it was before, then they did Disney Plus and they just said everything is eternal.
So that's one of the reasons that they entice people to come. So that you can wait 2 hours to take a picture with Darth Vader or some of the food items, which I'm not going to lie, I will admit here on the show as we open it out, I waited in line for 13 minutes to buy two churros. I bought one that was powdered with red sugar to look like a red lightsaber, and another that was powdered with blue sugar to look like a blue lightsaber. And then at the bottom, the little holder, my son ate his blue lightsaber all the way up, so he won. But no,
it was Darth Maul battle scene with Qui-Gon Jinn, though. Too legit. Liam Neeson always willing to fall on the sword in the movies. Always, but at least he played the entire movie like he had the entire character. Lots of times he'll be like in for the first 10 minutes and then his character dies and then he's just like, give me $2 million. Be like, sweet.
Yeah, I'll give him credit though because they did an animated series that was only on Cartoon Network at the time. And
he voiced
came back.
It, right?
Yeah, he actually came back to do it. I think so. Well,
man,
not
many special skills.
Did you ever hear the quote when they asked your boy, what's his name again, the actor's
Liam
name?
Liam Neeson?
Yes, Liam Neeson. How could I forget? Taken. They asked him about the Me Too movement and women getting paid more in Hollywood.
Ask the men, shall we? I suppose they need to speak up at some point. I haven't heard anything from anyone. I haven't even heard from my dads this week. I wonder why.
Liam was like, they need to get paid. Like, this is outrageous. This is something that's super bad. And then the interviewer, the female, goes, are you willing to... you know, shed
take
some
one
of your
off
paycheck.
The top. Yep.
And he laughed and he's like, no.
Self-sacrifice? What is this? Why would I ever be expected to do that as a man? This is my life. This is my world. Everybody else should shape around it. You have a problem to fix, go to the powers that be. But if it comes down to me, I'm not your guy.
Yeah. So unfortunately,
seems like
Liam
he's a jack of many trades and many jacks.
Yeah, so Liam's halfway with it, but we were all the way with it at Disney. And unfortunately, the most ironic part about the entire experience is that I guess the premier ride at Disney throughout all their ballparks, their theme parks, is the Rise of the Resistance, which is their like very, very awesome Star Wars ride that was shut down and broken during the entire night. So like...
People are protesting for worker rights and we have to stop the Rise of the Resistance? Really? Really?
Oh, boy. So
you would want these people to play make-believe, I would think.
Yeah, so it was one of the...
I'm just on the justice today. I don't know why.
No, you should be. I'm hearing rumors. I'm going to downtown. And there's a lot of protests going on downtown, rightfully so.
Really? I might have to go join one this weekend. I got really nothing else to do.
My Lyft
might as well go save America
upset.
Once again. Or at least some other people will.
By the way, Lindsay, I'm here in these Odyssey Studios here in San Diego.
San Diego. Yeah. What does it mean?
They're doing...
What does it mean, Adrian? Say it.
It means a whale's vagina.
Thank you!
Which is funny because I think I can see a whale from here in the studios.
Easy.
Not that part. It's very palatial in here.
Palacious. I like
very
that word.
Fancy. I need to talk to Big Dan. I don't know why we'd need an elevator only having
they
one
have
floor
an
in our
elevator?
Building. They're on the sixth floor of this fancy building.
We're just trying to get rubber bands for these damn mics, man. What the hell is going on? We're going to join the Rise of Resistance. No wonder.
Yo, they're full 360 movement of their microphones now that I'm testing it out.
Oh, my God. This you have full dexterity right now? My goodness.
Tony Gwynn Jr. is walking around here.
What?
I'm like, what?
And I'm sitting here watching Order of the Phoenix. They're in the woods right now. Got it. Who's living the dream truly, me or you? I think it's me.
I'm glad we're combining our voices, our voices and our energies on this Friday.
Yeah.
Maybe
this is on Bravo. Why is Harry Potter on Bravo?
Who owns
Bravo?
It's
like 2 days to the premiere of Love Match Atlanta while Order of the Phoenix. Like, they're going through the memories. This is very traumatic stuff. And then in the bottom right corner, Love Match Atlanta, Sunday, 9/8 Central.
They're owned by Universal. You know they paid a lot of money to have Harry Potter.
I know, but you're putting up Bravo?
It's going to be on MSNBC later tonight, okay?
There's nothing else to cover on that station. We know that.
I will say that being on a trip and you bringing up a cable network, like this is my opportunity in the hotel room to like watch commercials again and see actual TV to be like, this is how this used to work and how thankful I am having a kid that I don't have cable because some of these damn commercials are kind of crazy and all these toys look cool. Thank God he doesn't have to see them, so my son doesn't have to bother me about the toys that he wants while we're in the hotel room. So that's another good thing.
They're just living the life. And this is your week. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Adrian's having a hell of a time.
I went to a steakhouse for the first time, Linz.
What? I saw it on the plate. Was it a ribeye?
It was a New York. No, not a rib.
Was it good? What did I'm I sure eat? People are really excited about it.
It was. The steak was phenomenal.
Medium
you
well.
Check it out for yourself. Yes.
Let's go. I don't want blood in it, but I want like a faint, distant moo.
You don't want to be cutting through cardboard like well done
no.
people do.
Did you put ketchup on it?
No, I didn't put ketchup, but I did order.
I know it's tough for you, and it was tough for me for years, and I finally got over it, and I was just like, don't put ketchup on it. But sometimes the steak isn't good. I don't think that was probably your experience.
Well, Lindsay, here's the thing. Like I said, it was my first time at a steakhouse, and I'm 28 years old, and there was a part where the dude came over, and he was like, hey, man, do you want – and he was whispering just because everyone in there was whispering.
Do you want fingerling potatoes with that?
No. Oh. He was like, do you want A1 sauce or do you want – and he mentioned two or three different sauces.
Probably a horseradish, probably some kind of aioli of sorts.
Well, I wasn't trying to be basic.
Balsamic glaze.
I didn't want to be basic, and I know that people would look down at me in that steakhouse because A1 is like not the vibe, right? That's like
that's all right. You're looking up then. You're in the optimism chair. Who gives a crap about what they're doing?
But I did like fall into some of the pressure because I responded to him, and I was like. Give me some A1, please, but just a little bit. Thank you.
That's all right. Like, one step at a time, Jordan Sparks. I've used that joke like 4 times this week, but it keeps coming back up.
Jordan Sparks
just
is
all
out here.
Over it. Just American Idol royalty, mostly. That sounds like you had a full-fledged experience.
No, I 100% did. I'm so thankful that I have a job. Thank you to you. Thank you to Mark.
Of course.
Can we do some extra shows next week?
Oh, you need them? You need them? I'm going on vacation next week. You didn't hear? I'm just kidding.
No, yeah. So it's
those are legal, I guess, still.
Yes. Yeah. It was quite an experience at the steak. A lot of firsts during this trip, like the steakhouse. Good to see a beach again. Good to be on vacation for a little bit. But I'm also, like, I missed you guys, and I'm so glad to be back and, you know, close out the week, right? Because then we go back for another 2 days of getting to relax.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to get into my whole weekend. That was the midweek, but I don't think we have that much time. So let's do something else. Let's go to some tweets with Adrian, shall we?
Do we have music
for this?
No, we don't.
That's okay.
Not on my
side. We're
going
to share it anyways because I have a collection of tweets from you. I like to collect these because not only are you super into the booty pics, which Joe O said earlier this week there's a shortage of, you tweet like you're arguing with someone. And like they're arguing back and forth. And it warms my heart.
The first take generation.
Yes, it warms my heart. Sometimes it drives me a little bit nuts, but I have collected like 7 of them in just the last couple weeks of just pure genius from you. And I'll just go back to the earliest one I got.
Oh, here we go.
Motorcycle in a drive-thru is kind of odd. That was
Deadass.
April 27th. Would you like to expand your thoughts on that? But not that
Deadass. Deadass. There's been a lot of motorcycle moments to me that were odd. My uncle, who is African-American, he's black. He owned a motorcycle.
Yeah.
That tripped me out. I was like, you're breaking barriers. I love to see it. Because you don't usually see that, at least where I grew up. That's now, when it comes to this drive-thru, another thing I've never seen is someone going through a drive-thru and ordering food. Because, number one,
get a large pop.
Can you order a drink?
There's no cup holder. What do you do?
And even if it is a cup holder, you need like a full, like it needs to be able to hold the whole cup. Because like if it only holds like the bottom part, like a regular cup holder, I would assume with like inertia and gravity, if you're going fast,
damn,
the cup's
inertia.
Just going to go back, right?
Blame it on that inertia. Did you blame inertia when you tweeted at Paul Gutierrez? Hey, Paul, sorry for the public request, but do you have time for a phone interview? There
Listen,
was no likes. There was no retweets. There was no replies.
Listen, like a lot of DMs that I send. Sometimes, Lindsay, you got to shoot your shot. For the better of the show,
this is true.
I will publicly be out there, whether people think it's embarrassing or not. I do not care because we're trying to get good content for the show and get the best raters inside. So, yeah, I definitely had to shoot my shot.
Speaking of good content. So when did the Let's Wrap Our Mustangs with anime character graphics and have matching funk pops on the dashboard thing
the
take
Funko
off
pops.
Yeah, because I've seen 5 so far in Las Vegas in the last week. You don't have to expand. I just think that's funny. Jack.
I saw none in San Diego. None in San Diego, though. Vegas is I know, like leading not, the
that's
trend.
That's why I kept it in the Vegas bit. Jack Harlow got Topanga for a music video. The marketing brilliance is on another level. Can Jack Harlow get any more positive PR? He definitely needs it.
No, he I don't get his it. Album. His album came out today.
Everybody's like so obsessed with him, and he doesn't. He just like I don't know. He just doesn't. Oh, he doesn't do it for me.
I'm sorry that you're voting for Joe Burrow for White Man of the Year, but Jack Harlow's over here presenting his
case. I'm not voting
case.
For any white men for anything. Tell you that but, right now.
Yeah, but shout out to Jack Harlow. His album's dropping, and for him to pay the NBA refs to talk about him during that broadcast.
You should tweet at Jack Harlow, because I know you didn't get to Paul, but when you got bars, as you would like to say like this, this is the feast day resistance here, guys. When your girl moans for closets in homes that are for sale on Zillow more than she moans for you. What the hell?
So I was at home.
I didn't really ask for the expansion, but I'll take it.
No, I was at home and just out of nowhere in my room, in our bedroom.
I see no shadows in my room.
And I was like, hold on, you know, because sometimes you got to do it yourself. You know your body better than
oh
most.
Oh, my God.
So I didn't know what was going on.
I wanted to go. This is not where I wanted to go. Can we take a left? Take a left. Everything
okay.
I have in the box to the left.
Some people are excited when they see the homes.
No,
we're going to
talk about the Las Vegas Aces because their season is opening tonight. And just out of respect, I'm going to end this conversation because there's not going to be enough time in the break to give it time to breathe. I need that, though. You certainly do. And we'll be back with sports and a bag of chips or two. Playmakers on 11 for the bet.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sports with a Z. Adrian Hernandez and Lindsey Brown, the Playmakers. Exclusively on 1140 The Bet.
The meanest of teachers in the world, even in the wizarding world, doesn't get any worse than Dolores Umbridge. I'm watching her. She's got Harry with all the group together. She singled him out. She even just slapped him across the face. That definitely does not fly in on any sort of broomstick, Nimbus 2000 or otherwise. But I can
Dolores,
tell you what.
Old school name.
Yeah, super absolutely. I have not named Dolores. My grandma and all of her siblings have names that start with the letter D. So that one is definitely on the list.
Lindsay fun facts. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm chock full of them today because you take a couple days off. You're allowed to kind of relax and can do some stuff that you actually want. And boom, you don't even get overwhelmed by the NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs. And then we got the Las Vegas Aces rolling up. Time to start another championship season. We actually have some different faces all around this team, not just in terms of the players, but yes, Becky Hammon will be coaching in her debut tonight for as the new head coach of the Aces here. They are playing in Phoenix against the Mercury. As we know that their championship dreams last year ended at the hands of the Mercury. That was a 5-game semifinal series. It always sucks losing on free throws. It's kind of like losing in a shootout, right?
No, it has to be heartbreaking. I do want to say about the game tonight, you can catch that on NBA TV.
Hell
it's
yeah.
It's the first of 6 nationally broadcast games for the Aces this year. So we're starting off the year with 2 top contenders in the Western Conference. So, yeah, I'm very excited. But ending your season on some free throws is one of those things that probably is a main reason why you're not getting sleep in the offseason because of things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're going to see a much different team just based off of the limited reading that I've been able to do. And I'm planning to really engross myself in this season, this year, guys, for the summer, because honestly, everything else is going to kind of, you know, go by the wayside. So why wouldn't we focus mainly on this team? Because they are our team, and they're a team that has been at the top of a lot of lists in terms of championship favorites, but now we've seen a lot of teams, you know, like the Chicago Sky, who came out of nowhere and won the championship last year, even the Phoenix Mercury. They just kind of had to go by the skin of their teeth each and every round, and so they're not necessarily the favorites anymore, and sometimes that can work out in your favor, especially if you're trying to revamp your entire offense. And based off of what Becky Hammon said after their preseason game the other day, they had taken 23 three-pointers against the Minnesota Lynx, who've won many championships in my day. Which tied a single game record for Las Vegas ever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, how long is this going to stand, you think, coach? Into Phoenix on Friday, she says. It's an emphasis for us. We shoot a lot of threes every day, and everybody has the green light. So that means lots of possessions. That means lots of shots up and down, and means a lot of running.
Yeah, and it's a complete polar opposite of last season, where the Aces finished last in the league in terms of three-point attempts. They had 13.5 was their average. Like I said, lowest rate in the league. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because we did have, like, Kelsey Plum, Chelsea Gray.
Kelsey Plum, getting the pass and then catch release, she's money beyond the arc, I swear.
Yeah, yeah. So, and this is, you know, she won Sixth Woman of the Year last year. This year she'll be in the starting rotation. So I'm very excited. And also another thing that I'm excited about, too, is kind of seeing – Asia Wilson, number one, she's not going to have to share the paint with Liz Cambage this year, so she'll have more room to operate down low. But also, she said in the preseason and in training camp that she's going to be looking to shoot more from the outside. So
this team can't go anywhere without her. Like, you could tell in the playoffs last year when I was watching that she had games where she didn't get those good shots early on, and so she was just putting up bricks all day. She was getting looks open and everything, but that when they're not falling, it's just so demoralizing on an individual and a team level.
No, 100%. One thing I am going to be looking out for, though, this season that may be a cause for concern is with Liz out and not on this team, you know, it is going to be Asia's main responsibility defensively to guard some of the bigger bigs in the league.
Yeah, if we're running them up and down the court and they can't even breathe, how much energy are they going to have left, my dude?
Yeah, no, I hope so. But just some of that, the toll that it's going to be on their body throughout the season, and kind of seeing how Becky handles that. And just our bigs and seeing how we're going to make up for the size and the talent that we're losing with Liz.
But I will say, like, when you subtract somebody like Liz, and all the best wishes to her, she's going to be playing in LA this year. You mentioned, Kelsey Plum is going to be more rotated into the starting bit. And then you have Derica Hamby, who's going to be basically allowed to be in that rotation as well. She's been one of the best players on this team. And it's not like you could say that she was underutilized, because sometimes you're the sixth best person on your actual squad. But now that we're running a different system, like you said, now we're not running as big of a center out there, and we're looking to move. And she's got some guard skills. Like, this is going to be tailor fitted to the talent on this squad. And I'm not saying that it wasn't that the case with Coach Laimbeer, But I just think they were a little bit more married to the system rather than the skill. And you can tell Becky, who's been in the NBA, you know, hanging with the Spurs, watching that whole revolution, taking a lot of notes. We're going to bring that to the women's side of the game, or at least my version of it. And we'll see what works.
Yeah, and I do think that this year, for better or for worse, whether it's ignorant or not, I do think that the Aces are going to have a target in their back from other teams in the
league. Why, from all of our gold medals that we have?
Our gold medals.
It's easy
medals
to find. We're shiny, aren't we?
Yeah, and also I just think some of the Becky, you know, yeah. I think Liz spoke a lot of truth and just kind of just to show.
That's
to
not Becky's fault, though.
No, 100%, but I don't think athletes need much motivation, and I think they can find some motivation. Like, oh, their coach is getting paid all this? Well, let's show them why she shouldn't, or why we should as well, I guess, would be the perspective. And I want to ask you a question, because growing up and playing, you had a coach that was very legendary in Minnesota, correct?
Yes, yeah.
And
you're talking about Winnie?
You know, yeah, Winnie. Yeah. And when it comes to, like, the Aces, I wonder how daunting it is to be like, okay, they don't have championship banners yet where the Aces play on Mandalay. But there is a banner, and it's their head coach. It's Becky's banner. That's the only one we have up. Mm. To me, I kind of feel like that can be motivational. It could kind of be daunting. I'm kind of curious this season.
Or it could be there. It could be not there at all. Like, honestly, I think when you reach a certain point of success, that it's not that you're ungrateful for what you've accomplished, but you have your eyes on bigger goals, bigger horizons. And it just kind of becomes that background, just like how it becomes your past. Now, you play the respect, but I guarantee you'd be like, hey, Bex, there's your thing up there. She'd probably get really embarrassed, or she'd probably try to brush it off, because that's just how most people are when it comes to that stuff. But, I mean, you're right, though, in terms of the expectation. You're the highest paid coach in this league. You have been poached from the NBA. There's so much riding on this, and you're given a team that it has been right there. And so you are being brought in basically as the X factor to get this team over the hump. And so it truly is kind of championship or bust mentality, even though that's not really, I think, what they're going to say or what it truly feels like. But it will seem kind of like a failure, especially as we go through. You know, Asia's not going to be 25 for 1 year, she is. And then we move on. Everybody else moves on. Everybody has the contracts and everything else. Like, there's only so many cracks at this that you have. And so, and there's something about the element of surprise as well.
Yeah, and you're talking about the team that was in the finals 3 years ago. The past 2 years has lost in the semifinals. So I think those championship expectations, and then obviously bringing in Becky and Mark Davis has talked about how, you know, they're building the new facility along with the Raiders that should be open next year. And I do think in terms
of
the
WNBA. Suppose they can share with the Raiders. I suppose they can
share.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, yeah, just a little
bit
of space.
You guys can use a side locker room.
As it should. That would be awesome. But this, to me, is going to be the biggest season in WNBA history. And I don't think it's hyperbole or prisoner of the
moment. Not just because of the Aces. They have so much marketing on this, and there's been so much investment. You need, like, Sabrina Ionescu to take off, and it could be such a big opportunity.
No, 100%. And if you guys are curious, the first game, home game versus the Seattle Storm, is going to be Mother's Day. But this month, there are going to be 5 home games for the Aces. We are going to be talking about them a lot, deservedly so. We just said they're one of the top teams. And I did mention earlier, they'll have 6 nationally televised games. And even tonight, I think it'll be interesting facing the Mercury. Obviously, the whole situation with Brittany Griner. The WNBA has announced that at every court, all 12 courts, they will have a decal for Brittany Griner. And they're not kind of shying away from everything.
No, the status changed. So now that all of the government officials that have been trying to work through this and her family have basically said, you can draw as much attention to it as possible now, because we passed that threshold of basically be like, okay, you guys do it the way that you're supposed to. We passed the point.
Yeah, 100%. And also, shout out to Asia Wilson. I didn't realize, but, like, she has a new shoe out with Nike.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
Now she's kind of like the sole superstar on this team now that Liz is in Los Angeles. And Los Angeles
Kelsey
is
Plum
be...
and Chelsea Gray would like to have a word with you.
No, true. But they're not league MVPs like Asia. I think this will be a different year in terms of Asia and her leadership. And kind of, and I'm no disrespect to Chelsea Gray or Kelsey Plum, but I think this is Asia's team now. And there's going to be a lot of pressure on her. And so far in her career, whether it's collegiate or professionally, she stepped up to the plate. I'm just saying it's a different thing when you're the one driving the bus, as Charles Barkley would like to say. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays out.
Yep. You can get to your best, but how do you get everybody else up there as well? An absolute clean slate in front of us for WNBA season aces, 7 p.m. tonight at the Phoenix Mercury. I will be watching that game as well as all of the other six nationally televised, at least this month. All right, we got to move on with our sports conversation for today. The Saudi Golf League that everybody was up in arms about. Guess what? It's still happening. Are we shocked? Certainly not. 11:40 the bet.
Lindsey Brown and Adrian Hernandez. The Playmakers. Exclusively on 11:40 the bet.
Friday edition of the Playmakers, where we send you off into the abyss of a weekend. Adrian, you remember the sport of golf, do you not?
Oh, yeah, Masters Week. I'm still recovering.
Seriously, though, it was an intense chapter, and one that did not include Mr. Phil Mickelson. We're not sure if he's going to be competing in the Open either, in which he's the defending champion. And we know that Phil probably ate some of his words earlier this year. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe he doesn't think he said anything or did anything wrong. It wouldn't surprise me. But when he came out and started spewing stuff about the Saudi Golf League that Greg Norman has put together, and basically how Mickelson saw as an opportunity for him to lobby for more wealth for him because he doesn't have enough against the PGA. And we all know, at least those of us that are familiar with golf and Phil, know that Phil likes a little wager or two. He likes to gamble just ever so slightly. And I'm just maybe. That in the book that is coming out about Phil Mickelson that had those comments that got him into so much trouble, also detail that Phil Mickelson had more than $40 million in gambling losses from 2010 to 2014. You think you'd be willing to get into bed with some really sketchy people if you're right up against the old due date once in a while, maybe more than a once in a while?
Of course, especially ones with a lot of money. So, yes.
100%. And we saw earlier this week at Sergio Garcia, who's definitely not my favorite golfer to watch, won the Masters a few years ago. He's pretty frustrated with the PGA Tour. Apparently, he got assessed a penalty for taking too much time to find his ball. I'd say, Sergio, maybe don't hit it out of bounds in the first place, but that's just me. But he was pissed because he said, well, I wasn't looking for the ball until I got on the other side of the river. Okay. I was on this bank. And then the other one is when the timeshare started, which is right. But I know, but I'm annoyed by Sergio. And he says, you want me to swim through the river? I wasn't looking for my ball there. I was looking for the ball once I got to the side. Does that make sense? And so he said, a couple more weeks, I don't have to deal with you anymore. Just hates the PGA Tour. I can't wait to leave this tour. He says, I believe that he's going to be one of the participants. He has requested to have a release from the PGA Tour to go play in their London event that's upcoming. Lee Westwood has done the same thing. Maybe Lee Westwood could maybe win a tournament over there because he can't win a major one over here. Phil Mickelson also asked for a release. Robert Garrigues, whoever you are, also asked for a release. But we know how much that there's a lot of money being thrown at the Saudi Golf League, and that it's absolutely a competitor, and how quickly things just kind of get brushed under the rug. And it's not even brushed under the rug. We just say, oh, everybody's pissed off. And then, you know, take a little mini vacation, then emerge a month later and everybody's like, oh yeah, we like you. We forgot.
Well, I mean, I will say that it's kind of weird because F1 just had a race in Saudi Arabia, and I didn't see people freak out that they got in bed with them. The WWE and there's been other
leagues. There are protests for that. There's been pushback on it.
But my thing is that I could see why, number one, I don't think Phil Mickelson was the most liked guy just before any of this. And when you have the PGA, like, you're going up against an entire league. I don't think anyone that has business dealings or TV contracts or just any terms of PGA content partnerships that they are going to be negative against Phil. And I just think that because he's one person and he's not a business or an organization.
That's
it's easy
different,
to pile
though.
Up
he
on
is
him.
He is a business, Adrian. He's an individual contractor. He's an individual professional. You'd have to look at his tax forms to see what he classifies.
No,
I'm sure he would release them. Most of his
bids
do.
That's fair, but I'm just saying, like, if this was an entire league against another league, this isn't that. This
you
is
remember, a league is
a
just
startup
a league.
League
is just an office building with some really good Photoshop skills.
True, but that's
so,
like,
and if, the PGA if it, doesn't maximize their players either. And so it's not like they're doing a good job. And that's what's annoying because at like the heart of like your concepts, the monopoly does not work. Like, we need to have competition so that helps out the workers, that helps out the labor, that helps out pushing towards the staying on the edge and staying on the brink of whatever that next level is. But be careful what you wish for in the competition, because there's only so many people that can come to this particular poker game, right? That can have this purse. And the Saudi Arabian government is one of them. And so this is where you kind of have like, well, technically this is a good thing, but also technically it's a bad thing. Yes, welcome to humanity.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, the idea, it's the money that's backing the idea that makes it messy. But I can't sit here and applaud or just salute. Like, who am I to say, Debo Samuel, hey, you want to get more money and you're doing a lot of work? Like, go get your bag whenever you want to get a bag.
I don't think he's getting a bag anytime soon.
But I'm just that philosophy, like now, if we switch it right now, and if in Major League Baseball, the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Mets, and the St. Louis Cardinals all said, you know what? I'm tired of having to share my money with the Kansas City Royals and the Tampa Bay Rays and the Miami Marlins. We're going to start our own league like they tried to do in Europe. And I can't be mad and be upset at that idea when it's the same thing, other than it's just not individual people trying to get that money. It is these big businesses and corporations and brands.
So you're cool with big businesses competing against each other, but not when it's like a David Goliath individual versus a corporation. That's what you're saying.
Apparently so, and it may be
hypocritical. So you are on the side of the corporations. Alrighty.
No, not corporate. I just competition. And if this is the world, the environment that we're going to live in, I can't be mad at players trying to get their money.
Well, no.
Like right now. Like, I'm an Indians fan. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm an Indians fan, and Jose Ramirez just got a contract extension. Guardians. Thank you. He just got a contract extension, and a quote that's being shared around a lot of people are that he says, you know what? $200 million isn't worth as much as me being in Cleveland and making $150 million. And a lot of comments underneath are, I wish more athletes were like that. And I'm like, what? No, go get your money. Like, if you're worth that, you can only do this for
so
long.
That's how you're viewing his life. If that's how he views his life, he has every right to do that.
No.
Adrian, did you get in this business to make a lot of money on radio?
100%.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I also love it, but I mean, that's the end goal, and it's going to take a very long time to do that, but I do it because I also love it, and I love doing this, and I love talking about
sports.
Right,
so what's the difference between him and he loves Cleveland, playing baseball in Cleveland, and maybe that's worth $50 million to him?
My idea is that the premise of people being upset that some athletes would try to get more money, and that more money means more to them than staying in a certain city or being the Derek Jeter of some city.
Maybe money doesn't mean a lot to us. Maybe the money matters to the people who are dishing out the money and the people that are benefiting from saying, this is how much money we're paying this person, because it makes them seem like they have money and they're rich, because they are. That's the thing. We are willing to sell out whatever for the highest price or the highest potential. And I get that. There's a certain amount of survivability, that there's a certain amount of evolutionary biology to that. But also, you can't be like that all the time. Like, if I go 10 out of 10 balls to the wall to the gym every day, am I going to be able to be healthy a month from now? No. So why do we think that's any different in terms of like how our social behavior goes and what we expect from people too? Like, we're going to get into this later in basketball, because I'm not sure if Joel Embiid is playing tonight.
He just got cleared.
Of course he did. He will be playing. And I said this days ago because, of course, he would get cleared. But the fact that it's hours after he gets his face broken. Well, he's going to play. He'll make it through protocol. Like, because the concussion is so inconvenient. And just the tweets are saying today, how am I supposed to bet this game if I don't know if Joel Embiid is, like, optimistic but questionable? And it's just, that's what I mean of putting the price on things. And it's one of those tough friction points for people in our business and just people watching entertainment products in general, because you are watching people who have turned themselves into a product, and so that you can't judge them the same way, just like how they don't look at the world the same way we do, for better or for worse. Sometimes the worse is I'm gonna go pick up and I'm gonna go leave and go for the max dollar and screw over your entire franchise. Like, I don't care, loyalty means nothing. And sometimes it's on the opposite side of the foot, like your Guardians guy.
Yeah, it's true.
Uh-oh. You there? Definitely not there.
Hold on. Wait a second. I think I'm back. Am I back?
Yeah, you're back.
We're dealing with some connection issues. I apologize. But no, you're
100%
right.
Got another whale tail out there disrupting the signal or something in San Diego? What the hell's going on out there?
Apparently, remember, San Diego, a whale's vagina.
Thank you.
But Saudi golf, like, I don't – obviously, I would not like the money to come from the Saudis. But the premise of having another league to compete against something that has just been there, you can only go to the PGA – it's nice. We talk about the WNBA, how eye-opening and how dope it's been for Athletes Unlimited to be there. And that's kind of what I want, just some options if the PGA Tour is causing some frustration for the players.
I just think that just like anything else, if you have to go through a lot of red tape and it's hard to get creative ideas off the ground, it's hard to feel like you're being individually advocated for. But regardless, if you're not being treated well, you are going to be out looking for other potential suitors. And so this, we know this is not something that's out of nowhere, and it's hard not to blame people. Now, I don't think that anybody is saying that it's been the hard knock life for the PGA Tour people, certainly not. But if there's always that that other option, certain people, certain personalities are going to explore it more than others, especially if they're under pressure, like a $40 million gambling debt accrued over 4 years. And that was just 4 or 5 years ago. Goodness knows when the last what it's been since. And I'm not going to fault the guy for gambling because that's what we do best here. But I just don't like people who compromise integrity. But then again, maybe he didn't have that particular bone in his body when it comes to this issue. It seems there is a shortage with a lot of people.
No, 100%. And look, I'm surprised that this is still going because the backlash a few months ago, what was it?
No, it was just our backlash. What does Saudi Arabia care about what we're talking about? They don't care.
Yeah, you'd figure. And I guess Phil's like, listen, man, I got to do what I got to do because I got a lot of money.
They're going to get paid so much money just to show up there.
And I'm honestly surprised that book's even coming out, if it is coming out, because I thought it was supposed to come out. But like Phil Mickelson, not surprisingly, is very litigious. He's trying to get his money any way he can get it.
He's got to pay those lawyers off for being so litigious.
Yeah. I can't believe I had to take the side of golf. Did I take
you
the side of
You literally were advocating for the factories instead of the factory workers, like, just to use that metaphor. I'm just trying to, like, everything is fitting into different parts of history right now. We're like, I've seen this before. I've read about this before. And all of it exists right now, and yet nothing is really changing. And so, but that's the bit. You have to have outside competition, and hopefully that will incentivize the PGA to get their S together. Probably not, though, because they're fat and happy just enough and got to keep those profit lines not necessarily spiking, but certainly on the upswing. Got anything else for us, my friend?
Yes. Joel Embiid is playing, like I said. Mm. Kyle Lowry, too. They're about to tip off. So they're going to have all hands on deck for
Do
the Sixers.
Do or die for the Sixers today, right now.
Oh, boy. Unfortunately for the Sixers, their coach is still Doc Rivers. So
he's getting fired, isn't
he? I think so. Or is he going to L.A.? Is he going to the Lakers?
Oh, is that what's happening? Everybody wants to go to the Lakers, except I've heard nobody say that they want to go to the Lakers.
Any coach who's available.
Can you trade coaches in the NBA?
Yes, you can.
Oh, I wonder if that's how we get the Lakers dismantled.
Ooh, wait a minute.
Bars.
Wait a second. Idea alert.
I'm just saying, somebody needs to hire us or at least give us a couple more bonus dollars. Goodness knows what we could accomplish, but I know we have another hour of work ahead of us. We'll be right back on the other side of the break. Looking for the bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.